Today's words of wisdom, the definition of Buddha's land, will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Definition of Buddha's Land, given on November 4th, 1989, in New York, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Is heaven Buddha land only imagery in our mind? Everyone see a different form of Buddha land. No such physical existence in reality. Oh, it isn't an imaginary product. Some lands are illusion due to hallucination. When you are short of oxygen, when you are tired, when you are under drugs or alcohol or under suffering, you do have hallucination. These lands are unreal. And you cannot come back to that land again. But those so-called Buddha's land and real heaven have the real substance, invisible substance, and you can come back any time afterward. If a land is real, you can visit many times. Not everybody see different lands. Many of my disciples see the same land, but because there are so many lands, so of course somebody go there, somebody go here. Yeah, it's just like we have so many countries in this world. Some go to America, some go to England, that's of course no doubt. But England does exist, and two can go there at the same time. Is there any spirit in this world, or just a psychological phenomena in related to devil spirits are made in our mind? They are spirit, yeah? What is spirit? They are the encased souls who are not liberated. Now we are a soul who is encased in this body at the moment. Huh? After we leave our world, we leave this body. But it doesn't mean we are completely liberated. There are other bodies encased, our soul still. Just like the house have many doors. When I visited the prisons, there are about 13 doors. Small door, iron door, that have to be opened and locked immediately behind me. I went to 13 doors to visit the prisoners. And I went through 13 doors to go out again. Now if the prison officer just opened one or two doors, I'm still in prison. I'm not liberated. So I have to open the last door and then the greater gate outside before I go back to the free world again. Similarly, when we left this physical body, it doesn't mean that we are completely free of any other body. We have other body. So the spirit, which we see sometimes with different eyes, or other people see with a psychic eye, these are those encased soul in astral body. Yeah, sometimes they fly around, sometimes they make trouble, sometimes they don't. Some high monks can see the past and the future. Is one's life deterministic? Means difficult for oneself to change one's fate. To see past and future is not a very difficult matter. It's very easy. And this is only a very low level of development. Nothing to boast about and to be proud of. All of my disciples are warned not to tell people's past and future. Our so-called fate can be changed through our effort and virtues, okay? And the power of meditation. But change to some extent only. If completely changed, then you have to die. You have no excuse to stay in this world if you have no karma. You have to live. So sometimes there is a little connection through karma so that you may stay and fulfill your purpose. Why the mind of the high monk can move clouds, change reality, cure sickness? What is the theory, mechanics behind it? It's the power of the concentration only, nothing special. Power of concentration. But this is also very low level, sorry to say, belong to magic. It's the level of the first world in the universe, astral world. We're full of magics and tricks, yeah? It's the power of the mind, not the soul. The power of the soul is higher than this. You can even change the hell. To move the cloud is nothing. We have done that dozens of times, just for fun. But not for you to look at. And not even intentionally. Our disciples sometimes they sit with me and meditate. And in a cloudy night, and only around our head are bright with all kind of stars. It's really a circle like this around our head. So they keep always wondering. I say there's nothing to wonder. The light of the Master is very strong. It can break anything. And very far. Shine very far. And it's very hot. Yeah, different, invisibly heat. It dispelled all the cloud. Yeah. But those so-called high monks, they have to use tremendous power in order to move the cloud. They have to deliberately do it, and after that, exhaust it. I know many so-called high monks who did this, and feel very exhausted afterward. They have to rest for many, many days. And we don't do nothing. We just sit there and meditate. Don't even bother. And the cloud all move. Okay? You want to see it? And you get initiation? Maybe you move the clouds yourself. And no need to... no need to wonder about this childlike phenomena and so-called magic power. Magic power is a very, very childish achievement. After eating meat for 34 years, can you stop right away without getting sick? Change overnight. You won't get sick. You only get healthier. You see, all the hospitals are full of meat eaters, no? America is a great meat-eating country. And you know, the percentage of cancer rate is the highest in the world. This you can ask any researcher, yeah? Do not need to believe me. American cancer rate is the highest in the world, and we eat meat the most.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
I would like to experience the light within. If I am initiated and then months from now I eat meat again, how would that affect me? Well, you will know, you will know. Too early to say. But you better not have in this kind of beforehand preparation and excuse. Just like when you get married to some girl, that is because you truly love her and sincerely want to live with her all your life. You made a commitment through your own choice and sincerity. You can't just hold someone else's hand and say, hey, I want to marry you, but maybe some months later I go off with someone else, will that be all right? It's not fair, no? Is it not so? It's not fair. Of course, if you don't do it intentionally, I mean, circumstance different, but you cannot just go to initiation with this kind of preparation. Then I advise you not to, otherwise you get trouble. You want to cheat the Buddha. How does initiation, which cancels one's past bad karma, differ from Christian baptism, which removes the guilt of original sin? Is that right? Does it remove? Then how come you keep coming for confession every Sunday? You don't feel removed with baptism. The real baptism came from a Christ-like person, like John the Baptist, like Jesus Christ. The power of removal, not the action. Just like I sign a check, but I have no money in the bank. It's a different form. I sign a check with the money on my background. Baptism is a beautiful tradition of Christianity. As well as in Buddhism, we have also baptism. We call it Kui Yi, taking refuge in the Buddha. And when you take refuge, they read out loud. After you take refuge to the Buddha, your best karma is all clean. You will never be born in the hell and the animals and all kind of thing. I have seen many Kui Yi and go to hell. You cannot just make it verbally or by ceremony. There must be invisible God power behind it to cleanse you, because sins is invisible. You understand? It can't be cleansed by ceremony, by form and sound. Yeah? It has to be invisible power in order to clean the invisible sin. Isn't that make sense to you? Yeah, it has to be logical in practicing. We cannot just be blind and follow anything people say. We are kidded. We are made fun of, made a fool of. But no doubt, after you confess your sin to someone, maybe you feel a little relief. But then you sin again. And also you have not felt any upliftment. When Jesus baptized people, he really cleansed people's sin. When John the Baptist baptized people, he really cleansed people's sin. Therefore they can see light from heaven. When Jesus was baptized by John, he saw the light come from heaven like a dove. So at the initiation, you will also see such kind of light, at least such kind, at least. So you know that you are cleansed, and you know you are in contact with heaven. Otherwise, how do you know? And you feel a sudden relief, like a mountain has fallen off from your shoulder, like a stone has been removed from your heart. That is the real sign of cleansing and purifying. Otherwise, only talk and xīngsì, formality. It doesn't remove the original sin just by baptism. If the priest is very high and enlightened and powerful, yes. If not, no. Why breathing exercise is contrary to Master's method? Because in our body there is two kind of currents. One is called the motor currents, which generate the heat in the body, take care of the blood circulation and the digestive system, that is supported by the breathing. Now if we control the breath, we make a mess of our orderly system. God has already made our body in a perfect condition. Whatever has to be done is already taken care of. We no need to mess around. Yeah? All we want to do is to free our soul, not to mess around with the system of our body. Sometimes it creates danger. Also, the breath is ephemeral. When you sleep, you are unconscious of breathing. When you faint, when you have an accident, you collapse, you do not know about the breathing. How do you practice then? How do you elevate your soul then? So our method is the one who makes your soul ever conscious, always conscious, during sleep, during accident, during collapse time, during disaster, always to be conscious and to take care of your problem, take care of your business, take care of your decision. Yeah? We waken our own soul up. We waken the master of the house up and let him do the job. And then 24 hours, he does things without us having to think and to even to pray for. Because the master wakes up, the Buddha, the Holy Spirit within us wakes up, the real self, understand? Without having to listen to the brain, the stupid computer. Therefore, we will do everything in the right spirit. Knowing or not knowing, we'll always be right. Because the master takes control, understand? Not the servants. If we mess about with our breathing or any so-called body's chakra, we interfere with the physical system only. And it might bring about some illusion or hallucination, but nothing real. And we will not develop any wisdom with it. We will never become any wiser. I have tried, and I have seen many people who are on the top of the so-called breathing control and still had to come to me for wisdom. Somebody who practiced breath control with such a very famous Chinese master, I don't mention the name, and he reached the breathless state already. He doesn't breathe anymore. He could survive without breathing. And that person is no wiser in any means. So he had come and get initiation. Now it's different. With whom did you study in the Himalaya? Oh, with a master. Very great one, but he left the body already. He took only one disciple, and that's me. Okay? And I have to carry his work. All right? He lived many hundred years. We have only one disciple. He never go down. It's just by accident or destination that I met him. I have been with many other masters, though. It's not the first time I learned the Kuan Yin method or this enlightened experience. I have enlightened experience before that, before I met this. But the transmission of the power came from that last one. And after transmission, not long after that, he left. Master, you began your talk today with a discussion of Buddha's lands and the rooms in the mansion of the Father. Please elaborate on this. Why does a need for pure Buddha's land exist? Is this not the pure land we live? Even though it does not manifest itself as pure in your eyes. Yes, our land is very pure indeed. For me, but not for you. So you have to find your own pure land. What it means in Wei Mo Sutra about this land is a pure land is that you can sit here and see the land's pure. You can sit here and see the Buddha's land. Right here, right in front of your eyes. That's what it means by this land is a pure land. This is true, but not true to all people. It's true to me, true to my disciple, true to some high level of enlightened people. But not everyone. Everybody still see garbage. I see the mountain and the river, no? So what I say about pure land is that it all exists here and now. But I have to make a distinction. I cannot always tell people, you live in a pure land now, you don't need to move, you don't need to exercise, you don't need to do any virtues, you don't need to meditate. Your land is pure land. I cannot say that. It's not correct either. How do the pure lands of Amitabha, Avalokitesvara, Guanyin, etc. differ from this world? Different a lot. Too much different. The lands over there, we know no sorrow, we know no hatred, we know no war, we only know love and mutual respect. This land is full of trouble, full of sorrow, misery. You are happy 1 minute and you are suffering 10 minutes. It's so much different. Here you have to labor very long to build a house, and it might collapse at earthquake, and leaving you homeless, no electricity, no water for many days, a lot of inconvenience. We built the bridge in San Francisco, take many years and a lot of money, billions of dollars, and a lot of labors, and just 50 seconds, gone. In those lands, never such thing happened. We always secured and live in love and light and grace. There's a lot of difference. We don't need to earn money. Everything we want comes immediately in front of our eyes without even we have to move, go to the supermarket or change money. We go from one Buddha's land to another without any travel passport, without any bureaucracy problem. Now you want to go to America, it's not easy. You want to get out, it's also not easy. Because you need the money, need passport, need relation in other land in order to move. In Buddha's land, it's not so. You go anywhere you want. You're free. Why is drugs so strong in the nation? What is qi? Why is drugs so strong in here? I know why. But there are many reasons, invisible reasons and visible reasons. The visible reasons is that the American people, as the average, have enough comfort as far as material life concerned, but they are lonely at heart, very lonely. If you drive the car, not in New York, in other city, you drive for miles and miles and you don't see any soul. You see no one, only highway and forest. If you see a few houses, it's hidden. And you feel like you are in a space or in a desert and you feel very lonely indeed. And the communication between neighbors is so rare. And then it makes you feel you are lost. And the time is long, the night is dark, you don't know what to do with yourself. And the urge to be enlightened about life and death matter, about all the poverty and misery in the world, just keep burning inside your soul. They make it feel unbearable. Therefore you take to drugs, because it temporarily offers some relief and make you forget the reality of misery. People take to drugs and alcohol or any kind of intoxicants are due to this reason. Therefore, I never condemn people who take drugs. I only want to help as far as I can. Therefore, I came here. Of course, it's also my disciple who wanted to ask me to come, but also I want to offer some solution. If you are lonely, if you don't have a friend, a true good friend, unselfish, unconditional love, then you can come to me. Yeah. We join together. We will be always connected. You will always feel you have a friend. And you may even see me appearing if you want to, if you're sincere enough. And you have a forever friend with you, with whom you can always share your up and downs, your troubles, your sorrow, and who always helps you in the best of that person's ability and to your best advantage. No need to take this cheap substitute to comfort your soul. There are greater comfort in heaven when you are connected. After initiation, you are connected.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
What is qi? There's sensory currents in the body. It makes you feel heated or cold, digest your food. That is qi. What is heaven like? You go home and read Amitabha Sutra. Or Yao Shi Fo Sutra, Yao Shi Fo Jing, O Mi Tuo Fo Jing, Hua Yan Jing, all these describe the heavenly condition. What does one do there to keep busy? Is there time and space? Oh, you have a lot to do. You do what you like. You do what pleases you most. And not such a kind of cheap occupation to earn your money and stuff your stomach, but real interesting and elevating things. A lot of things to learn, a lot of places to visit, a lot of people to know, a lot of new things to discover. Yeah, you'll be always busy, but in pleasure, not in hectic style, yeah, and not with force, but with own will. There is time and space there, but not in a sense of our world. It's a different dimension. If I have the initiation from you, that is because of your power, not from me. Am I going to lose the enlightenment later? Not if you carry on practicing. You won't lose it. You may just stop there only if you don't continue. My power is like the one who has the key only. I will not interfere anything with your spiritual developed and your mind and your soul. Only stand by and help. So you will not lose what you have within yourself. You just not develop. Okay? I have told you the story about the college student. When I meditated, one day I saw the light, but it nearly electrocuted me. And I thought I will die. I don't understand this, but I understand more. After that, you understand more about all the things? This is enlightenment. You see, the light is of a very high electronic nature. We might use our worldly terminology. Therefore, when it touches the body, it becomes very powerful. That's why we have to be vegetarian and lead a virtuous life, so we don't have this kind of shock. Yeah? If a very highly frequency touch the very gross matter, of course it become a conflict. But if the matter is not that gross, not that coarse, then the two are blended, yeah? And you don't feel the shock. Okay? Therefore it's dangerous to practice without guidance of a real master and ethical discipline. and all the meat and intoxicant we take will intensify the grossness of our body, the coarseness of our physical being. And the more we are condensed, the less we can blend with the higher frequency. Therefore, it gives the shock. Therefore, we have to develop both body, mind, and speech in order to match it. You see, the astronauts, when they go into the space, they have to eat different food, to wear different clothes in order to be suitable to the air pressure in the higher space. They cannot wear like we wear here. Yeah? Or when we go into the sea, we have to take oxygen mask. We cannot be casual like in this land. Different atmosphere, we have to be equipped with different instruments. But it's good that you have withstand this experience and become more enlightened. Congratulations. It is true that instant enlightenment can be attained not only through Buddhas of enlightenment, but also through city marshal who knocks unexpectedly at your door. It's true if that marshal is a Buddha, can open the light for you, then he is also an enlightened Buddha in a form of a marshal. Buddha has many forms. If you are marshal and you become completely enlightened, then you are Buddha. There's no need to change the outer appearance. But any ordinary being cannot just give you instant enlightenment, be it a president or a marshal. It's not the form or the position or the job that counts, it is the power within that person. What is the main purpose of Buddhism? Tell people to be good. Keep order in the society. Keep the moral standard of people, so people can live harmonious together. To get enlightenment, yes, if you have an enlightened Buddhist master, not only by reading Buddhism, you become enlightened. To become a Buddha, yes, if you met a Buddha, a living Buddha, then you can become Buddha. Not by reading Buddhist sutra. To get rid of reincarnation, yes, also again, if you met a good master. Yeah? To be happy or feel impartial. Everything possible with an enlightened master. Not by reading Buddhist sutra. Okay? Not by reading menu will you be satisfied of your hunger. You have to eat.
Okay. 印析的时候是否每一个人的反应不一样, 与慧根是不是有关? During the initiation, everybody's response will be different.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the Buddha nature within you?
No, the Buddha nature within everyone is the same. At the time of enlightenment, maybe everyone have different experiences. But maybe many people have the same experiences because these experiences are real and can be experienced by everyone. Even if not by this initiation, then by the next. Therefore, the path of enlightenment is very scientific. You reach there and you see that, you see this, yeah? Very clearly. Yeah. You can measure your own level of enlightenment. Now, the different level of attainment during initiation, is it due to your past practice, your present life virtues, and also your sincerity and faith in the Master? 师父回答是这样子啊, 印心的时候, 我们的佛性呢, 虽然每个人都一样的啦, 没有不同的佛性, 不过印心的时候, 有可能每个人体验不一样, 也不一定这样子, 有的时候很多人, 有一样的体验, 因为这种体验是真的体验, 所以每个人都可以体验得到, 如果是假的话, 只有一个能得到, 然后不又再有, 不过这些体验都是很真的, 所以我们每天可以有一样的体验, 而且好几个人也有一样, 或是不同的, 印心的时候, 也有一样的体验, 因为这是很科学的, 我们可以量自己的等级, 在印心的时候, 师父会讲怎么量, 那有关印心的时候, 不同的等级, 就是因为我们自己信心有关系,
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your company for Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture, The Definition of Buddha's Land, on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blessed and peaceful weekend.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.